Module 3, Identifying the Bully. Bullying is not limited to the playground, and ignoring bullies will not make them leave you alone. Bullies are a growing problem in the workplace. Those who bully others do so with malicious intent. Unlike other harassment issues, bullies know that they are being cruel. Only 20% of bullying is considered illegal harassment because 80% of bullies do not harass people in other groups. In fact, 71% of bullies are women who target other women. Abusive workplace behaviors. Bullies often target high-performing employees and attempt to destroy them out of fear or jealousy. They manipulate using fear and will often turn other employees against their target. Bullying has the same results as other harassment practices. Managers are often guilty of bullying their employees. Bullying behavior. Continually changing job parameters, spreading gossip and rumors, creating impossible standards or deadlines, isolating an individual, threats of job loss, spying on or stalking a target, yelling at a target who is not permitted to yell back, belittling or disregarding opinions and feelings, preventing promotions and transfers, intruding in a person's workspace or belongings, misinforming the target. Bullying and personality disorders. Many bullies have personality disorders such as antisocial personality disorder and narcissism. Having a personality disorder is not an excuse to behave badly. Some bullies with personality disorders are not aware of their actions, but others choose to manipulate the people around them. Serial bullies were often bullies in school, and they usually have fake personas to hide their cruelty from the people they want to manipulate. Antisocial personality disorder. Those diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder are over 18 and have shown conduct disorders before they were 15. Indicators: not conforming to social customs or laws, consistently being deceitful, may use more than one identity, impulsive and irresponsible, will usually have credit problems, irritable and unable to empathize, disregards personal safety and the safety of others. Narcissism. Many bullies show the characteristics of narcissistic personality disorder. This is more common than other personality disorders. They overcompensate for their lack of confidence with a grandiose, self-important view. Narcissists think highly of themselves, need attention, and lack empathy. There are 9 indicators of narcissism. A diagnosis requires 5 of the 9 criteria. Arrogance, fantasies that revolve around power, success, beauty, or love, are sure that only a few elite can understand them, need to be appreciated and admired, feels entitled and demands that people comply with their whims, exploit people around them, cannot empathize with others, are jealous of others and believe others are jealous of them, have a self-important attitude. Case study. Darren held a meeting after hearing reports of bullying within the paper distribution company. In the meeting, he discussed the traits a bully might have and how to identify a potential bully in the workplace. Those included the obvious abusive behaviors like yelling or spreading gossip. It also included the traits that may not be as apparent at first, like being deceitful and irresponsible, or having the characteristics of narcissism. Darren reminded everyone that the first step to helping someone, or even yourself, with bullying is to be able to identify a bully when you see one and avoid them if possible.